Earn. Thanks for joining us, and have a good day.
And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey. 724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey.
Well, hello there. Hello there. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of It's Your Turn. If you're listening on the radio around the Butler area or in your car, welcome. If you're listening in other places around the country or in other countries, for that matter, online as we stream this program, welcome. Nice to have you here. A couple of topics to explore today. A little bit later on, we're going to be talking about the Associated Artists of Butler County and the Arts Center. What a wonderful facility that is on South Main Street in downtown Butler. They've got some stuff coming up there, and we'll have folks explaining that to us. However, on the first portion of the program today, we have guests here from Butler Catholic School, where there will be, as I understand it, an open house coming up this weekend. So we'll get the details on that. Our guests are two. They're here in the studio with me. Kathy Dudley is the Director of Development for Butler Catholic. Kathy, good to see you.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me.
And also visiting with us is Christine Swift, who is a member of the Parent Resource Team at Butler Catholic School. Christine, nice to meet you. You've not been here before, have you?
I have not. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, nice to have you. I'm correct, Kathy, there's an open house this weekend. Am I right on that?
There is. We're grateful for good weather, hopefully, this weekend. We have an open house for all prospective families on Sunday afternoon from 1 until 3.
These would be for parents who are considering where their kids are going to go to school starting this fall.
Absolutely. So we're looking for families that are anywhere from preschool age students all the way up until eighth grade. We are fortunate to have a little bit of space in each grade the whole way up. So not only are we encouraging the parents and families of younger children to come, but also those families for any student in those other grades that are perhaps looking for a different opportunity for their children.
Mm-hmm. Do you need to pre-register for this or anything, or can you just stop in on Sunday?
I would say either way. We do have pre-registration available through our website at butlercatholic.org, but also we have lots of people on hand. You're welcome to just stop in during those times.
And the times again, it's in the afternoon, right?
In the afternoon from 1 until 3.
Where is Butler Catholic School for people who don't know?
So Butler Catholic is at 515 East Locust Street. If you are heading to the hospital, we are on the way up the hill. It takes up the entire block up there on your way up.
Lower Institute Hill would be a good way to describe
yes.
it, I think.
You know? Absolutely.
If you go to the top of Institute Hill, you've gone too high.
Turn around and come back down the hill.
Christine Swift, you're a member of the Parent Resource Team. That's a new term to me. What the heck is that? What do you do?
Well, the Parent Resource Team is a group of parents that help to organize the open house. So we have two open houses a year. This is our second on Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. And to welcome prospective families, to talk to families about how our experience with our children has been at Butler Catholic School, share some stories with them, and then if those families do decide to choose a Butler Catholic for their children, we're there to welcome them to Butler Catholic School and to ensure that their transition into our school is a seamless one, that they feel welcome and immediately part of our community.
So students could hypothetically transfer in even in, you know, second grade or fourth grade or whatever, if they'd gone somewhere else.
Absolutely. And that happens on a number of occasions. And so For those students that maybe aren't coming in at the preschool or kindergarten level, we have another opportunity called a shadow day. So if those older students would like to come and spend a day at Butler Catholic School, they would have a particular student with them the entire day to go through their school schedule with them, to meet those teachers, meet classmates, to see if they're interested in the school. And then if, because I think that's really the best way to get a feel if the school is right for them, to come to the open house, to meet the teachers and the families, and then for those older students to spend the day with us. And then if they are, we have a lot of activities over the summer to welcome them to the school and make them feel comfortable before they would start in the fall.
Do you currently have kids enrolled at Butler Catholic?
I have three children, all attending Butler Catholic School. I have a son in second grade, a daughter in fourth grade, and then my oldest is in eighth grade. So this is kind of a bittersweet year for me because she did start at Butler Catholic in preschool and has been at BCS for 10 years now. And it's just been so exciting to see her growth, to see the young woman that she's grown into. And I'm so grateful for Butler Catholic School, for that foundation of faith that it has given her, for the responsible and caring person that she is, the fact that she loves her schoolwork and loves to study, and then the beautiful friendships that she has made there and that positive peer group that she has. So we have been nothing but pleased with Butler Catholic School, and I'm excited to share that with other parents.
So what's some of the other big deals about Butler Catholic? Smaller class size, for one thing. I would imagine it's usually that way anyhow, right?
That is a huge draw for us, and we feel that it's one of our best strengths, really. Our teachers are teaching between 15 and 18 students maximum per class, which is really nice because it lets us tailor our education to the individual students' needs, their learning style, the quickness or slowness that we need to be teaching subjects. All of that is incorporated into our classes. It also coincidentally lets the students know each other so much better, and they really form those tight, tight bonds between each other as they go through the years.
You can't hide in small classes either.
No, you cannot.
Some schools have fairly large enrollment. I went to a very, very small high school, and, I've heard kids talk about, skipping out for a day and stuff like that, and that would have been impossible. I mean, every teacher knew everybody. If somebody wasn't there that day, the first question was, where's so-and-so?
That's really true, and we feel that in a very loving way at school, because if a student is out, everybody's concerned about, where are they, what's going on, are they okay, are they ill, do we need to send homework home, do they need anything? So it's really, it's a great community type feel. Like I said, you can't hide, though.
Is there tuition assistance available for families who might be in need of that, would consider at least looking into Butler Catholic, but not sure whether they could afford it or not?
Sure. And I think that's one of the stigma associated sometimes with a private school, is that people automatically might think, I can't afford it, so I'm not even going to look. And I strongly encourage everyone, if they are even remotely considering a Catholic school education or a private school education for their child, that they look at Butler Catholic. We have a lot of financial aid opportunities available for our families. Last year, we awarded over $126,000 worth of scholarships to families in need. And one of Sister John Ann's principles, as principal of the school, is that if a family wants to come to Butler Catholic, she will find a way. That we will not turn away a child because of financial need. And I think that's a great hallmark of our school.
Sister John Ann Mulhern has been principal for quite a while.
For a number of years, absolutely. Yeah. And she's steady. She's there every day. The kids love her. The families love her. I mean, she's a great guiding light for all of us at the school.
Do you have to be Catholic to go to Butler Catholic School?
You do not have to be Catholic to attend Butler Catholic School. Students from all backgrounds are absolutely welcome. Students are required to take religious education, so those students would be involved in those Catholic education classes, as well as attendance to weekly Mass. So it's something that they would learn, but absolutely all are welcome, and we encourage families from all backgrounds to apply. And we have a number of non-Catholic students there, and it's wonderful.
What about faculty? I assume that they're mostly from this area, right?
They are. A number of them have actually even gone to Butler Catholic School whenever they were younger children.
So they're alums, huh?
There are several there that are alums. And it's a nice mix right now of younger faculty and more experienced faculty all working together. There's a lot of team teaching and teamwork going on at the school. So the faculty are just as much of a part of each other's classes and experiences as the students are.
When you get into the older primary grades, fourth, fifth, sixth, maybe older than that, do kids move around to different teachers for different subjects at Butler Catholic? You know what I'm trying to explain
here? Yeah, so for our middle school years, our fifth through eighth grade students absolutely do travel from classroom to classroom. So they'll have a science teacher, English literature. Students are also grouped on academic level. So we have advanced and academic classes. So those students that might be need a little bit more of a challenge might go to one particular reading class, and the other students would go to the other. But they take classes like their sciences. We also have music, gym classes, all those classes they would take together as a class.
I think that's important. I know when I was in elementary school, we never did that. You know, you were same teacher all year long, you know, which can get kind of boring when you're, especially when you're like fifth and sixth grade, you know.
It is. And, you know, I think it's a great way to transition into high school a little bit. You know, they're
exactly.
already familiar with being responsible for having your books with you that you need, or you don't get to go to the locker every single break you get. You know, you need to make sure you're preparing for two classes in advance, and you're used to having more than one teaching style throughout your school day. So I think that it is a nice foundation and a great transition from that early elementary K through 4 to that 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th middle school and junior high type of age, and then ready for high school.
They have a cafeteria there. Do you bring in airline meals, or how do the kids eat lunch?
You know, one of the hallmarks whenever we ask people what their favorite part are, and I should say kids, not parents necessarily, but one of the favorite things that they always say is lunch in the cafeteria. And that is because our lunches are made every day in school by our own cafeteria staff. So they are there at 8:30 in the morning, and they are cooking homemade lunches for the students every day.
Mm. And you mentioned gym classes. I think, Christine, you mentioned that. So there's obviously a gymnasium there.
So we have a gymnasium starting in preschool. Students actually have time to take gym class all the way through eighth grade. Our beloved coach is Coach Sky, and the children love attending weekly gym classes. They attend twice a week. We do wear uniforms, kindergarten through eighth grade at Butler Catholic, so they have their regular school uniform that they wear to school every day. And then for gym class, they change into their gym uniform and change out of it. Again, it's teaching them responsibility. But yeah, oh my goodness, do they have fun in gym class with coach. Everything from, you know, basketball and hockey and soccer. And
we just painted pickleball courts outside, so they'll be learning pickleball this spring.
Fun things, just a lot of fun.
Is there interscholastic competition for older students? Do they, I mean, you know, like play basketball against other schools or something like that?
There are a lot of sports at Butler Catholic School. In fact, I remember when I went there way, way back, we're not going to mention what year it was, but basketball was king. And you were either a cheerleader or you were a basketball player. And that has since really expanded to where we have cross country, we have volleyball, we have basketball, we have soccer, we have track and field. So there are many different sports available for the students all year round. And many of our students participate in one sport in the fall, then they'll transition into basketball for the winter, then they'll go play another sport in the spring. And it's all on a fun level. You know, we are there to teach teamwork and sports skills. But beyond all, we want great sportsmanship. We want great team players to be involved in our teams. And that's one of the main things that our coaches are teaching our students.
Well, that's fun, and that's very important. But in this day and age, you know, there's a great worry about obesity that can start in childhood and lead to serious health problems later on in life. So,
You know, it's funny you mention that because one of the things that we're having in April, this is our third annual Healthy Living Day. And for that day, we have an entire school walkathon accompanied by a picnic lunch in the gym for all of our students and their families are invited back to have a healthy picnic lunch. And then the afternoon is spent on health-related activities, healthy snacks, healthy living, CPR training, different things like that all revolve around a healthy lifestyle.
You mentioned, Christine, that all of the students wear uniforms. What does the Butler Catholic School uniform look like?
Well, the Butler Catholic School uniform starting in kindergarten for boys would be navy blue slacks or navy blue shorts, and then they have red, white, or light blue polo shorts or Oxford shirts. For the girls, starting in the younger grades as well, would be skorts, so a skirt with shorts underneath it, mm-hmm. and the same color tops, or girls can also wear a plaid jumper. And then in the middle school years, it transitions that girls would wear a kilt, and boys continue to wear, depending on the time of the season of the school year, shorts or slacks, and they wear a belt. Shirts have to be tucked in. You know, we want them to have I think sometimes when you dress up, or if you care about your appearance, you really like, I don't know, behavior changes too.
I do. I think you carry yourself better.
They take their academics and their studies, I think, a little just more seriously because they know this is my school outfit. This is the way I'm preparing for school. And now I'm going to focus on the school day. As a mother, I have absolutely loved my children wearing a uniform because there's no questions about what they're going to wear in the morning. And it's an even playing field for all the students. They all look the same. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice. I've really appreciated that.
You don't have
that.
To worry about trying to keep up with the, maybe there's some wealthy kids.
Right. We're not worried about.
Have all the latest fashions, you know.
Right. We're not worried about what brand name you're wearing or do you have the latest trend in your school wear. And we also don't have to worry about what's appropriate and what's not appropriate. During the school day, our students are all there. And I'm amazed how many times the kids are glad that they are wearing uniforms, that they don't have to worry about that. And never mind that they usually get another, at least, 15 minutes of sleep in the morning because they know what they're wearing already. They just have to get up and put it on.
I'm a big believer in that. And I don't know whether I'm just old school or what. And it's not for the reasons you've been talking about. I can appreciate those. But I just think that when you dress appropriately, you tend to work more diligently.
Absolutely.
I think that behaviors are affected, apart from study habits, behaving in school. I think that's affected by the way that you dress. And I'm quite disappointed that more public schools don't have, more serious dress codes.
I think it's a little bit harder in a public school, with the number of students that you're working with and the number of socioeconomic backgrounds and different opinions on all sorts of things. You know how that goes now, that it's easier in our situation. People choose to come to us, and therefore we're all subscribing to the same beliefs.
Mm-hmm. So not all of the kids would look absolutely identical, but they'd all be wearing basically the same colors.
Same guidelines.
They do, but with girls, the way that they do their hair differently or different hair bows, they're welcome to that. We encourage students to wear tennis shoes to school every day to be comfortable, so if they have different shoes that they like to wear, there's no particular guidance for shoes in regards to, unless it's like a safety reason, they're not allowed to wear sandals or things like that. But again, the uniform is such a positive part of our school, and even prospective families coming in may be apprehensive about it, but once you really get into the routine of wearing a uniform every day, I think parents quickly understand what a blessing it is to be able to offer that to their children. So
we need to take a break. We'll be chatting for a few more minutes with Kathy and Christine here on the Tuesday. That's right. I had to stop and think for a minute. It's Tuesday edition of It's Your Turn on WISR. We will be back right after these messages.
This time of year, it's fish fry time at Michael's Restaurant. You can't beat the great beer battered fish with fries. You start looking forward to it the moment Lent arrives. Start your family tradition of enjoying fish fry dinners at Michael's Restaurant. That's Michael's Restaurant with great homemade food all year long.
That frightening sound is one we hear quite often throughout the day. Our heart quickens and immediately we wonder what happened. A medical emergency can be frightening, every tick of the clock crucial. And that's why Butler Ambulance Service is dedicated to be there with every ounce of care possible. Butler Ambulance Service is within minutes of providing you or a loved one with treatment and transportation. Call 282-9595 to find out more. Butler Ambulance Service is a phone call away from serving you.
Visiting with Kathy Dudley and Christine Swift about Butler Catholic School, where there will be an open house for prospective for parents of prospective students. And students, too, can
come, absolutely. Right? We would love children to come as well.
It's coming Sunday afternoon. What about technology? That is so important in schools these days, whether it's those fancy new electronic blackboards. I don't know what they call them, blackboards anyway.
Smart board, okay. So our classrooms in all grades, starting in preschool through eighth grade, have smart boards. So teachers are, and at any time, are able to use the smart board. A lot of the textbooks now correspond to different online applications showing videos, say with a math text or with a history text. So students and teachers can go online together and use that. So that's been wonderful. Another neat technology that we have at Butler Catholic School is we have coding robots. They're learning to code, starting even truly in kindergarten. And so our technology teacher, Mrs. Singleton, has taught students how to code robots, and students have loved that. They do have computer classes as well, just basic typing, how to use Word, Excel, PowerPoints. And then starting in sixth grade, students are each given use a Chromebook. So 6th, 7th, and 8th graders have their Chromebook. They are responsible for that Chromebook. They take it to every class. They would have their homework done on the Chromebook and then can email that homework to their teacher. So technology is absolutely incorporated all through years, kindergarten through 8th grade at Butler Catholic, but it absolutely builds upon itself so that in 8th grade, these students really do own their schoolwork on technology, and I think it prepares them quite well for high school.
Chromebook is a laptop computer.
Yep, portable, like a laptop.
Portable laptop. I understand there are new electives that are now available for some of the older students. This would be...
These are fifth through eighth grade. And, okay. You know, I think this was a really exciting aspect of the education that we were able to start this year. Sister John Ann really wanted to bring a different element into the school week for our students. So she created what she refers to as passion classes. And once a week, our fifth through eighth grade meet in the afternoon, coincidentally on Tuesdays. They'll be meeting this afternoon. And they have classes in different types of areas than your normal Monday through Friday career. So fifth grade is involved in a community service class. So far this year, they've made mats for the homeless out of plastic bags. They've collected items and created blessing bags for the homeless as well. So they're working on different projects throughout the year, and then being able to take those out into the community has been a really great experience for them. Our 6th, 7th, and 8th grade students are involved in several different types of classes. Some of them are in a CSI class, which recently went up to the state police barracks and learned all about forensics and crime investigation.
Crime scene investigation.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. So they worked with the state police on that. We have a class on robotics where the students are learning how to program and create Lego Mindstorm robotics, and they'll have an exhibition at the end of the year. There's a class on escape room. You know, those are so popular right now for groups to go to these escape rooms and solve these challenges to be able to unlock the door and get out. Well, our students are learning how to create those rooms, how to understand the logic behind those problems that need to be solved and create their own. So these are sort of outside the box type of courses that are great interest to the students, a lot of fun, but really teaching them how to learn in a different type of atmosphere than just your typical math, English, and science.
What about the physical facilities? There's been quite a bit of renovation over the past 4 or 5 years.
We have been so fortunate that we've really been making a focus on revamping and just reinforcing our physical building. We've replaced the windows. We've replaced the roof. We have redone all of the brickwork, and we're not done yet. One of our main goals in the next 5 to 10 years is to make sure that our building is completely structurally and inside as well, the infrastructure, ready for our next 50 years. So we will be replacing all of the wiring. We will be replacing the mechanical system with the heating and the air. We're replacing the fire alarm system, as well as just the everyday maintenance. We want to make sure that physically we are ready to handle what's coming up next with more technology needs, I'm sure, more power coming into the building, and just being able to provide a really top-notch but safe school building for our students.
If anybody watches Pittsburgh television news, and most people do, there have been a number of Catholic schools, smaller Catholic schools in the Pittsburgh area that have closed in recent years. I'm assuming that enrollment is just dandy at Butler
enrollment,
Catholic School.
Enrollment, right? Is great. We've been very fortunate that our enrollment has been growing. We're in a great financial position. We're in a great position as well in terms of the number of students that we have. So I'm confident we do not have to worry about the diocese or anyone else coming in and looking at us and saying, you know, we may have to close in Butler. Butler has been very supportive of our school, and we in turn try to be as supportive of our community. And together, that's the only way we're going to be around for the next 50 to 100 years. But we are determined to make that happen.
And it was an exciting year for us because this was our 50th celebration as Butler Catholic School. The building before was St. Paul School. We celebrated 50 years at Butler Catholic because in the diocese, we were the first consolidated Catholic school back in 1969. And so we got to celebrate that this year.
Yeah, definitely.
And we truly were kind of that first school. And so I believe because we already have made that consolidation years ago that we've become the example. And we have been so fortunate to continue to increase and have a stable enrollment. So,
anything else new that we should mention that I haven't talked about?
Gosh, what's new coming up at school this year?
Well, I just wanted to talk about some other improvements with the school, too, that I think our gymnasium has been recently updated with new bleachers and you know, this beautiful trophy case. All the bathrooms in the school have been done. I know, simple things, but I believe when you know, we have these prospective families come in, maybe they had seen the school years ago, I think they're going to be so pleased to see how well it's maintained. Even the cleanliness of the school as an older building, it's just so respected. And there's something about when you come in and it's so well maintained and so beautiful, and the kids respect it so much. It makes you proud to be a part of.
I was talking when we were off the air with Christine, and she tells me that you're from Texas?
I lived in Texas for a while. I attended Bishop T.K. Gorman in Tyler, Texas in high school. Family was from Pittsburgh. I attended Grove City College. But one of the reasons why I selected Butler Catholic School for my children now when I moved to Butler was because of that Catholic education in high school. Going to Catholic high school changed the trajectory of my life. I had these teachers that truly encouraged me, knew my personality, it was a small class size, encouraged me, and I wanted to give that same opportunity, that same loving environment, that same small class size to my own children. And I am so thankful for my Catholic education, and I'm very thankful now that my children have been able to be blessed by Butler Catholic School.
Tyler, Texas. Isn't there a university there? For some reason, that name sticks in my mind. I've never been to Texas. I don't know.
Not a large, not like Texas A&M or anything like that, no. But
maybe it's just, I don't know, maybe some football.
Father Kevin, actually, from Butler Area Catholic Churches, he would visit there often, so we always would talk about Tyler, Texas together. There was a connection there.
Well, I understand now that you're from here.
I am from here. 20 years now, so.
Because it didn't sound like you were from Texas.
No,
you know.
No.
You know, Dave, one of the other things you ask about, you know, in terms of the hallmarks of the Butler Catholic experience, and Christine, you might be able to talk about this real quickly, is our eggs project for our graduating students.
Eggs, like bacon and eggs?
Exactly. Sounds like that.
Yeah.
Well, eggs stands for eighth grade graduate studies.
Uh-huh.
And so our eighth graders, and my daughter right now is going through it. One of the things that I think is exceptional at Butler Catholic Schools. They really want students to kind of understand what are their gifts, what are their talents, particularly what are their God-given strengths. And so this year, our 8th grade students had the opportunity, and 7th and 8th grade together, had the opportunity to go to Grove City College in the fall in October, meet with the career services staff at Grove City, take something called the Strengths Quest test, which a number of colleges and actually businesses use to help their students and employees understand their strengths. And then when you understand your strengths, it gives you an idea in regards to where the children are now, these 8th graders are now, something that they might be interested in as they grow up into a career. So the students went, they took the Strengths Quest, and then using that information of what are their top 5 strengths to start researching careers and areas that they might be interested in. And then for this studies project, this 8th grade studies project, they had to select a career, and then they had to ask an adult if they could shadow them for the day and visit with them for the day. So then they got to shadow this adult, ask them informational interviewing questions, and they learned how to do that. And right now they're in the process of putting together a PowerPoint presentation. And next month in March, every 8th grade student will give their results, show their PowerPoint presentation to all the parents and to their 8th grade teachers and discuss it. And again, it's just a great way to kind of, you know, get them excited for high school and to start thinking about the next stage of their life after Butler Catholic School.
All this in 8th grade?
All of it in 8th grade, can you believe it? And they're flourishing doing it.
I think they're having a great time.
It's fun.
I mean,
yeah.
It is really fun. And, you know, neat for them to get to, like you said, shadow that professional in an area that they want to perhaps be working.
One final question. I don't know about bus transportation. Is that available from, you know, like if you lived within the confines of another district, do you have to live right in the Butler area to go to Butler Catholic School?
No, we are very fortunate to have busing available for our students from Butler, South Butler, Seneca Valley, Carnes City, Slippery Rock.
And Mars.
And Mars. So 7 districts, roughly, that transportation comes from, which is great. And we're able to work very well with all of those different districts to provide on-time, reliable, dependable transportation for our students.
What time is the first class at Butler Catholic School?
For kindergarten through 8th grade, the first class starts at 8 a.m., so they are at school by 7:50, and the school day ends at 2:35 in the afternoon.
All
right. Preschool is a little less than that. Preschool is 9 till 2:15 for a full-day student.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, nice to have you here today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. It was good to
again,
see you.
Once again, your open house is at the school.
At the school this Sunday, March 1st, from 1 to 3.
Terrific. Kathy Dudley is Director of Development at Butler Catholic, and Christine Swift is a member of the Parent Resource Team. Nice to have you here today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Sure. More to come on It's Your Turn today, so stick around. We'll take a break here. We're going to be talking about the Associated Artists of Butler County, a wonderful organization, and they have a wonderful center, the Art Center on South Main Street, right across from the Butler Post Office. There are some things happening there, and we'll tell you about them, or our next guest will. Coming up here on It's Your Turn in just a few minutes. Be right back.
All right, let's talk about West End Tire and Service. They are proud to continue a tradition of excellence with the same great people that Siemens had for years and expanding on and adding new and improved services like shocks and struts, brake service, oil changes, front end alignments, tire rotation, tire repair, tire retreading service for heavy-duty trucks, and more. Trained technicians, if you stop in, they'll check your air for free, give you tire evaluations anytime. Stop by to see what's new. Visit them on Facebook, too, as well. West End Tire and Service, West Cunningham Street, next to Battery Warehouse Plus in Butler, 724-287-6973.
Armco Credit Union has one sweetheart of a loan rate waiting for you. Hi, I'm Kurt Heekins, loan manager at Armco Credit Union. And whether you're thinking of buying a vehicle or refinancing a loan from another financial institution, now is the time to take advantage of our low, low rates. Now through February the 29th, you can get a 60-month auto loan for as low as 2.25 annual percentage rate. Check out armcocu.com for other rates and terms. Apply for a loan online or visit us in person.
Armco Credit Union is an equal opportunity lender and is federally insured by NCUA.
Concordia Visiting Nurses has resources for patients who struggle with a serious illness. Visit cvnpalliativecare.org, an online educational website designed to help the seriously ill and their families to live as comfortably as possible while still receiving curative care. This free educational website offers practical tips and information. Choose Concordia Visiting Nurses.
Back, friends. Always nice to have you with us on the It's Your Turn program on a Tuesday. Bit of a gray day. I don't know. Has it started to rain again yet?
A little bit.
A little bit? Mm-hmm. Not bad, though, huh?
No.
Anybody that complains about the weather we've had this winter ought to be locked up. This has been the mildest winter that I can remember in my lifetime. How many days, weeks have we gone without any snow on the ground?
Although sometimes I'd prefer the snow over the rain.
Get out of here. Two guests with us from the Associated Artists of Butler County. Nicole Thurner is a past president and a current board member, correct?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And also with us is Steve Haley, who's the current gallery manager at the Art Center. Steve, good to see you as well.
Good to see you, sir. Thank you.
In case you don't know where the Art Center is, it's on South Main Street in downtown Butler. It's right across the street from the post office. Mm-hmm. You can't miss it.
That's exactly it.
So you folks have a fundraiser coming up, right?
We do. It's this week, this Thursday. And the benefit is for the Children's Scholarship Foundation, or the scholarship fund that we've created. Mm-hmm. And so we have an educational director. And what she wants to try and do is provide art classes for children in our community at a very low cost or no cost. So the scholarship fund would help us do that so that we can still be able to pay for the teachers, the supplies, those sorts of things, but allow the children in our community to have equal access and no restrictions to be able to come out and take art classes. And eventually we want to also implement a music program to do the same thing.
So tell us about the fundraiser. That's day after tomorrow, right?
It Thursday. Is. It yeah. is. So it'll be at the Art Center. It's from 6 until 10. We are going to have jazz trio bands. We'll be providing casino games. So there'll be five different games, roulette, craps, some card games, poker, I think blackjack. So we'll have that. There'll be basket raffles and a 50-50 raffle. And then food is catered by Mama Rosa's. And the beer is going to be provided by Cellar Works over in Sarver. And the wine is provided by Deer Creek Winery.
Mm. So. Sounds good.
Yeah, it should be a good time.
You do not have to be connected with the Associated Artists or the Art Center in any way. I mean, the general public is welcome to buy a ticket.
That's just it. And they can purchase tickets either by calling the Art Center directly or going to our website. It's www.butlerartcenter.org. And there's a button right on the website where they can purchase tickets. If they don't know what they're going to do until the day of, they can show up and purchase tickets the day of as well.
And no coming in your cut-off jeans either.
Tell them so.
This is a formal, right?
It's meant to be a little dressier, but we're definitely not going to turn people away if they don't want to dress up. But it is meant to be just kind of a little bit of a gala. Have an opportunity to dress up a little,
nice
right?
Nice to do that once in a while,
exactly.
Right?
Yes, sir. Yep.
I don't mind.
That was my motivation for it. Pull out that old dress I have, right?
I think it's a great idea.
I'm trying to find pants without paint on them, so it's been quite a challenge.
For an artist, that can be difficult. So anyway, and again, folks, that's Thursday. It's not a weekend event.
It is on a Thursday, and the great thing about it is that we are setting up the elementary school show for this week, so it'll be kind of a soft opening for that show that Thursday to show the art that a lot of the children in our community have already done that we will have on display, and then that Friday will be the opening of that show at the Art Center, too, and Steve can speak a little bit more to that, but we thought it was a good timing for the fundraiser for the Children's Scholarship Fund and then kind of turn it over into the weekend with the elementary school show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of people might not realize, even if they're familiar with the gallery and the art center, they might not realize how many art classes are given there for all ages, Steve.
Yes, sir. Ashley, our education director, any class she did over the last summer, she had a fantasy like superhero camp. And made about 30 kids feel like rock stars for a full week. It's impressive, but anything for children. And then the amount of things for adults, the wood turning class, the ceramics downstairs in the basement, painting, drawing, everything. And if we don't have it and you're interested of it or interested about it, we'll probably make it happen somehow, some way. We have a deluge of incredible artists in this town.
You have wood turning classes?
Yes, sir. Tonight.
Really?
Tonight, actually. Our current president, Mr. Kenneth Herzog, and his right-hand man, Joe Sinkar, the Butler Area Woodturners Association, they have 11 working lathes upstairs right now. And those guys are real-life wizards, practically alchemists. They take what you would just throw in a wood fire pit, whatever you want to call it, and they'll turn it into something that could be in the Louvre in Paris. It's pretty impressive to see what they can do.
There's actually three levels in the building. There's kind of a basement, there's a ground floor, and then there's a mezzanine or something. But that's where they've got all the lathes set
upstairs. Yes, sir. Downstairs is our fully functioning pottery studio. Right now, Christy Culp and Clayton Smith are kicking butt, and River Soma just came on board, and she's already been teaching some classes that have already been a success.
They have potter wheels and stuff?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And kilns as well.
I was just going to ask you, because you need, if you're doing advanced pottery work, you need a kiln to, bake it, harden it,
yeah,
into whatever you do. I've never done pottery, so I don't know.
You should give it a shot, sir.
Yeah, we have an open ceramics studio at this point, too. So all of that information can also be found on our website under events tab of the website. And it lists all of our classes. And like Steve said, if there's something that people are interested in that we don't offer, they can certainly reach out and we'll make it work.
ButlerArtCenter.org,
yep.
Right? That's the website. But mm-hmm. I'm sure you could Google it. But ButlerArtCenter.org. The Associated Artists has been around for quite a long time, but it's only in the past few decades that they've had their own home at the Art Center. I mean, I can remember when they used to, have a monthly meeting at the YWCA or something like that, because there was no permanent home.
In the recent renovations, cleaning some stuff out, we found paperwork dating way back to the actual 30s and when people would meet, and then they got the building in 91. So it's cool to see how everything has evolved and how many people have come in, and yeah, it's quite the history there.
And it's a great gallery space.
Yes, sir.
There's going to be, following the fundraiser, the dinner, the drinks, the casino games, and all that, that's going to happen this Thursday. It's going to be a new exhibit that opens on the weekend?
Yes, sir. The Friday night will be the elementary school show. And the kids somehow, some way, and I have to give credit to a member of ours named Beverly Hilgert. We were looking at their art and trying to fathom how they can do what they do, and not necessarily the skills or techniques, because they're still kids, but just the creativity, the colors, the movement. And she said a very profound thing, and I was asked, how do these kids do this? And she said that they haven't grown up yet and let their brains get in the way. They just do it. So you'd be impressed to see what kids from ages 5 to 12 can do.
That's a very good point. I've talked with art teachers who had a good teacher, actually, that I had, who taught young kids for a while, and he had a PhD in art. I mean, he could have been teaching art in college. And I asked him, why the younger kids? He said, they're so impressionable. They're so malleable. He said, did you ever look at even a first or second grader's crayon drawing?
Yep.
It's phenomenal. They put the sun up in there.
Yep, yep.
They always make sure there's a chimney on the house, and even if it's stick people, they're using their imagination.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. And they don't let anybody or anything get in their way. They're going to do
right.
it, and you can tell. You can tell. They give us adults some inspiration. And then after the elementary show, we will have the high school show, and then we will have a brand new show this year that is an all-female show, By Our Own Hands. Is the title of it. Are you familiar with what's, like, they got all kinds of classes and whatnot, but I'm not sure exactly. They're teaching self-defense and...
Yeah, I'm not sure too much about it, but I know Kristen, one of our board members, has recently started that, and our Facebook page will have a lot of that information on it as well. But it's the show particularly is all female artists from around the community, so it should be pretty cool. But I think we have a lot of good things going. We've had a lot of motivation over the momentum over the last year, in large part because of Steve and his energy. I don't know where he gets it. I don't think he sleeps. I'm overrated. I don't do anything.
I just
Does the organization still do a big spring show?
Yes, sir.
Member show.
Yep, we'll have a big spring member show right after that, or right before that. We haven't set the date yet, but we'll also be compliments of Mr. Gallagher, Mr. Pat Gallagher. Will be doing Tilt 2. The tilting this year with pinball machine.
The pinball show.
Yes, sir.
And that was a huge hit last year.
Yes, sir. And it's going to be even better this time.
Nobody was sure, you know, how is this going to work? Is anybody going to come? Pinball art? Are you kidding me? And it turned out to be a monster hit.
Yes, sir. And during that show, we're going to pick a day and have a pick-your-decade-themed fundraiser as well, where tickets will only be about $15 or $20, but you'll come, you'll eat, you'll play pinballs nonstop, you can dress up in whatever decade you
want. We'll have an old jukebox.
Yep, and a disco ball, too. Yeah. So, yeah, it'll be people serving food on roller skates, walking around on the wood floors. So it's going to be a fun year. It's going to be a fun year.
Well, the spring show remains one of the biggest. I can remember when that was the only show all year that the Associated Artists had. That was it.
Yep.
And they had to rent a space to, you know, because they didn't have their own building. Had to rent a space for the spring show.
Yep. And I'm glad that they got the space that they did when they did, because you wouldn't really expect the amount of artists and pieces of art and craftsmen and whatever you want to call in Butler. I didn't even, you know, I was very ignorant to what was around. But since I've been there, I can't even express how impressed and just blown away I am by the amount of people in Butler. You know, we're all guilty of putting Butler down from time to time, but the center has definitely changed my mind about Butler. We have a great community, great people, great art. Sky's the limit.
Is there an admission charge whenever you have shows? I'm talking about no exhibits and not obviously for the fundraiser coming up on Thursday.
Yep, just the only time there is one is for like the fundraiser or for the Tilt 2 show. But other than that, everything's always free and highly recommended to stop down and check it out. Guaranteed you'll find something that grabs your interest.
We always take donations.
We'll take a break. We'll talk more with our guests, with Nicole and with Steve here on the Tuesday edition of It's Your Turn on WISR, so stick around. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Hey, here's a good way to beat the winter blahs. Get out of town for a few days. Why not take a trip with Butler Motor Tours? Butler Motor Tours, a local company. They're on South Monroe Street in Butler. They've been around for more than 75 years. And when you travel with Butler Motor Tours, you travel in comfort on one of their big motor coaches, their big cruisers. By the way, they always take trips down to Florida, too, in the winter months. So there's an idea to look at. If you want to check out their offerings, just go to their website. It's butlerbus.com. Butlerbus.com. All their upcoming trips are listed there with the dates and the itinerary and the cost and all of that. You can even book online if you so desire. And you can get gift certificates, too. Butler Motor Tours. Check them out online at butlerbus.com. That's Butler Motor Tours online at butlerbus.com.
Vin and Joe's Inn. Sounds comfortable, doesn't it? Vin and Joe's, a great eating, gathering, and drinking establishment. It's been around for a long, long time. With good reason. Great food, great brews, juicy mushroom burgers, fabulous meatball hoagies, pizza, wings, fries, creamy coleslaw, or the special of the day. Vin and Joe's just a doggone good place to sit and relax with friends over a frosty, ice-cold brew. Vin and Joe's on the United Valley Road. You know, that whatever the reason, it's going to be pleasing, always, at Vin and Joe's Inn.
Welcome back. Nice to have you with us on the It's Your Turn program on a Tuesday. Two guests are with us. From the Associated Artists of Butler County, Steve Haley is the current gallery manager at the Arts Center, And Nicole Thurner is a past president and current board member and also event coordinator. And do you make art, Nicole? Are you a painter or a sculptor or something like that?
I like to say that I dabble, but I was a studio art minor in college.
Oh, yeah?
So I did try to figure out what I liked the best, and currently I do mostly acrylic painting, abstract. But with my full-time job, it doesn't allow for a whole lot of time for it. So Steve actually has been very encouraging, and I'm going to be entering some pieces in our upcoming show in March, but it's also kind of motivated me to get the paintbrushes back out and start doing it again.
When you're not in court, you try to paint a little bit, huh?
That's exactly it. It's a nice release.
What about you, Steve? You a practicing artist when you get the time?
Like Nicole, sir, I dabble, yes. Yeah. I like predominantly an oil painter, but I just really enjoy it. I call it my medicine because it just...
What do you paint? Still life? Portraits?
A lot of still lifes and a lot of landscapes. Yes, sir. Yep.
In oils, huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I started out with acrylics. Didn't like oils for a long time because if you painted for an hour, it would take you 2 hours to clean up. And then as I...
And it takes it 5 months to dry.
Yes, sir. Yep. Exactly. Yep. It. But once I became perfectly unorganized, I was able to get the routine down and strictly oils now. I'm a big spokesman for oil paints.
Are there classes for adults in acrylic, watercolor, oil at the Art Center?
Yes, sir. All the above. Yep. And if something else, like I said, a lot of people don't want to sometimes paint a sunset or flowers. So if anybody has any idea or any suggestions on what to paint, they bring it up. Guaranteed we'll be able to get some kind of curriculum or class around that idea.
I know in some years, maybe quite a few years ago, I don't remember, but they had a model who would come in and sit on occasion.
I was just going to say, we have a portrait class that is implemented in the Art Center as well.
Every Wednesday, 10 a.m. to noon. Mm-hmm. And I'm not putting anybody else down, but I will hold the portrait class in very high regards. They're just great people. You hang out, and somebody's always bringing in donuts or coffee, and we hang out. And a lot of times, we even if we have models, and even if we don't, somebody from the class will volunteer, and it's just 2 hours of learning and listening and laughing, and can't be beat. Definitely check it out, free of charge.
I've always admired people that can paint portraits.
We have a artist right now, one of our featured members, Lisa Sten. She's a portrait artist, and she's got an exhibit up at the center right now. And her portrait work, without any exaggeration or hyperbole, her work could hang in any museum in the world.
I know Lisa.
That's incredible.
And
yeah.
I know her work.
You know,
outstanding.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
She gets many, many commissions to do paintings of family members, and she's good with anybody, but kids' portraits are gorgeous.
She blows me away. She does. It's absolutely astounding what she can do. And I'm watching her. She'll measure, you know, hold up her brush and do it. And I act like I know what she's doing, but
it's a great hobby. I mean, somebody like you know, Lisa. She can actually get commissions for her work, but for a lot of people, It's just an adult hobby.
Mm-hmm.
It's a de-stressor.
It is. Oh, my goodness, is it?
It's fun. And
yes, sir.
If something turns out pretty nice, you can feel pretty good about it.
Exactly. Hang it up in your house and let
yep.
all your friends see it, right?
Or even, or even maybe enter it in the spring show. Or,
yes.
So, and it's a lifelong hobby. That's the thing.
It is. Yes. A lot constantly of people, get better at it, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
A lot of people think of art as just something, you know, once you finished whatever, sixth or seventh grade, that was it. You know, I'm not doing any more art for the rest of my life. Well, that's so silly.
It is. Yeah.
The potential, the world's missed out on a lot of great stuff because of that exact reason. People just don't think, you know, that because it's not their full-time job or passion that they're no good at it. I mean, that's the furthest thing from the truth.
I've talked to several people who enjoy painting, for example, but they've just kind of fallen away from it. When you're doing it by yourself, sometimes it's easy to, you know, say, well, do doing something else this week or whatever. But if you get involved with a group of people or you're in a class or something, then you know, then you start doing it again because you're doing it on a regular basis, and it's not a bad idea.
We're hoping to start a plein air group this spring and over the summer, and just travel, you know, out to Moraine Park or McConnell's Mills. There's Western PA is underrated for its beauty, but we would like to. So if you're interested at all, and you maybe just coming along for the ride and going out to a park and sketching with your pencils, please stop down because we would love to give it a shot. So
plein air is French for painting outdoors, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I don't speak French, but.
And I think what's so great about it, too, is that you have somebody like me. You're your own worst critic, right? So the group of people that we have down at the Art Center and that are involved in these classes and these groups, they're so encouraging. They'll give you some constructive criticism, and it just makes you a better artist because of it. And it does motivate you to want to get out and keep going and get better. But I've never, ever felt like I was a terrible artist or somebody that wasn't or didn't belong or something like that, because they are just so encouraging. And so I think that, to your point, it's so much better with a group of people, and it's very positive. It's a de-stressor. It's a great way to kind of spend your time.
You can look at each other's work.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I can see what Steve's doing or Nicole's doing. Or you can get constructive criticism sometime.
Absolutely. And you can learn, and you can also teach at the same time without even knowing it.
Mm-hmm.
You will not encounter a bad person in one of the groups at all. You won't. It just they want to see you succeed probably just as much as you want to succeed yourself. A very nurturing place.
Mm-hmm. I had an art teacher once who always encouraged people to save their work, even what they thought was bad stuff. You know, put it in the closet. So he said, "Well, why would you ever do that? And, you know, it was no good." He said, "Well, pull it out 2 years later and see how much you've improved."
Mm-hmm. It's funny you say that. My college professor said the same thing, and I still have the majority of my drawings and paintings in my closet at my parents' house. And my parents will call me every once in a while. They get on this spring cleaning kick where they want to throw everything out, and they ask me, "Nicole, are you ready for us to pitch this?" I said, "Absolutely not. You better keep those in that closet." So when I come home, I can compare. But it is, it's a great way to compare and see where you've come.
There you go. Yeah, once again, the fundraiser coming up, and it's soon now. It's day after tomorrow. Go over the details on that again, Nicole, for folks who aren't with us when we started our conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. So the fundraiser is a black tie fundraiser. You don't have to come in a tux or anything, but we wanted an excuse to dress up. It's Thursday at the Arts Center from 6 until 10. There'll be catering from Mama Rosa's, wine from Deer Creek, beer from Cellar Brewing in Sarver, and then we'll have casino games, some card games, and roulette, dice games, those sorts of things. And there's a jazz trio band as well. All of the proceeds will benefit our children's scholarship funds so that we can provide art classes and hopefully eventually music classes to children in our community for low cost or no cost.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah, families that might not be able to afford that for their kids.
Exactly.
These scholarships available for them to do art.
That's exactly it. We want to keep the art alive, right?
Yep. Never seen a kid unhappy with a crayon or not having fun pushing paint around. So it's a noble cause.
Well, that fundraiser is coming up this Thursday evening. 6 o'clock gets underway.
That's exactly it. And tickets can be bought at our website at butlerartcenter.org.
And there's dinner, too.
There is. Very yummy dinner from Mama Rosa's.
I've noticed in the news the past couple of years, especially, Steve, there's a lot more community programs that are being held at the Arts Center, whether it's entertainment or music or stand-up comics. I mean, there's all kind of stuff going on.
Yes, sir. Always. We cover the entire spectrum of anything you can do creative. We have yoga classes downstairs. There's meditation classes. There's that Reiki massage stuff. You know, we have all that. We have numerous bands. We have hip-hop nights on Friday night. Saturday night, we have Saturday Night Special with the headlining band Travolta, who are down to the final three in the National Battle of the Bands concert that's taking place in Cleveland, I believe March 1st. So we have absolutely anything and everything. You highly recommend you just stop in someday. And,
might even be an open stage night every once
yes,
in
sir.
A while.
Yes, sir. We were talking about having open mic nights and like poetry readings and just anything that you could think of. We're not, no, don't tell anybody I said this, but I don't always have the right answers or the best ideas. So we would love to hear what our community thinks. You know, we're currently talking with the Southside Parks Project, run by Cindy Parker, and redoing the skate park over in Father Marinero and painting murals and painting the ramps and getting the kids out and just to come down and paint a giant ramp. Then when they go skateboard or ride their bikes, they can see that. Groups just all over with the Redevelopment Authority, the Downtown Association. Everybody is seems to be getting along and having fun doing it. So we're going to continue.
I think we've all realized collaboration is key.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Music, poetry readings, that's art too. You know?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yep. Yep.
Wide range of arts at the Arts Center, downtown Butler, across from the post office. Oh, and one other point too. I meant to ask Steve about this. There's a gift shop there too, so there are items available if you so desire.
Yes, sir.
Art items available for purchase.
Yep, we get people who come in all the time, and they ask the first thing out of their mouth is, "Where is Christy Culp's stuff? Her ceramics are world class." So, all of her stuff, all the Mr. Herzog's and the Woodturner's wood turnings. Paintings, books. We have a local author who's selling books. We have local music CDs.
When's the Art Center open?
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 10 to 4, and Saturday, noon to 4. But at the last board meeting, we discussed opening up a little bit later into the evening and maybe a couple hours on Sunday with the weather getting ready to break.
And more daylight coming.
Yes, sir.
That's exactly it.
Well, thanks for being with us today, Steve Haley, Nicole Thurner. Nice to have you here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
City Hall tomorrow. Butler City Council actually meets tonight, so we'll have guests. I think Councilman Jeff Smith, Councilman Bob Dandoy are scheduled to be here tomorrow, and maybe others too. So enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. Stay dry with the occasional showers, and hope to see you tomorrow at 12:30 for the Wednesday edition. It's your turn.
Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers congratulates orthopedic foot and ankle surgeon Dr. William Saar for being named a best doc by Pittsburgh Magazine for the third straight year.
I'm Dr. William Saar with Tri-Rivers. Whether you suffer a foot or ankle-related trauma, such as a fracture or dislocation, or require reconstructive foot and ankle surgery, I rely on my extensive experience and specialized training to get you back on your feet. For more information or to schedule an appointment, please visit TriRiversMSK.com or call 1-866-874-7483.
The Spencer D. Geibel Funeral Home and Cremation Services, located at 140 Newcastle Road. It's about halfway up Newcastle Hill, just down from the State Police Barracks. This is the Butler area's newest funeral home, Spencer D. Geibel Funeral Home, the first and only value-designed funeral home, built specifically for that purpose. A funeral home that offers style.